And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Oh, go take a hike. We've all heard it. It means get lost. But that's all changing. Go take a hike is now the new catchphrase for getting healthy. It means get lost, fat and flab. Just start hiking. We'll be hearing from the leaders in trails, gear, health, and from around the nation as we kick off the celebration of the 2004 National Trails Day as you learn about trails and health here on the Wild Side News when we return. See you then.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome to the Planetary Path to Paradise. This is Sydney Wildsmith, and I want to welcome you to this special edition of the Wild Side News. Trails are in every community. It doesn't take a legislature to make a trail. Through our forests, along riverbanks, wending their way through our city parks, trails are available to everyone. And that's a key to today's show. This Saturday, June 5th, is the 12th annual National Trails Day, and we all know the pleasures of hiking. But we're also discovering an interesting new vision of our trails, Trails to Good Health. That's the topic of this 2004 National Trails Day. The Wild Side News is proud to bring you the key sponsors of this year's National Trails Day. We start our first segment with three leaders who will help to make this all happen. In our second segment, you will have the great pleasure of hearing from Dr. Michael Sook, a White House fellow, surgeon, lawyer, and friend of public lands, who will get you started on the path to renewed health through hiking. And in our third segment, you will hear about just a few of the hundreds of events happening around the nation on this 12th National Trails Day. To tell you about National Trails Day, I welcome three giants in trails and hiking. First, Mary Margaret Sloan, President of the American Hiking Society. Welcome, Mary Margaret.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Dorn, he's the Executive Editor of Backpacker Magazine. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Sydney.
And Deb Lazenby, Outdoor Products Manager for Thorlow Socks, a key corporate sponsor. Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
I want to welcome all of my three guests to the Wild Side News. This is an amazing event, the 2004 National Trails Day, and we're going to start out with Mary Margaret, who is the president of the American Hiking Society, which is really the key sponsor of this event this year. Mary Margaret, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about the American Hiking Society, and then let's talk about 2004 National Trails Day.
Well, American Hiking Society was formed in 1977 to be a national voice for America's hikers. And then as a part of our outreach in promoting and protecting foot trails and the hiking experience, 12 years ago we joined up with several key partners on the federal side, the National Park Service, the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and West Backpacker Magazine, to launch National Trails Day. And then very shortly thereafter, Thorlow Socks came in as well to support this program. And what it is a national celebration of trails all across the country. And actually, we have events in every single state, one in Canada and three in Puerto Rico.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you have any idea how many people are expected to be participating around the country this weekend?
We estimate that there will be 1 million people.
Wow. That's probably one of the most successful outdoor events in the country right now, I would guess.
We think so. I mean, this is a terrific opportunity for people to explore the trails in their local communities, whether it's on foot, whether it's on a bike or on a horse, any kind of means that people want to explore their local trails. We encourage that.
Now, it certainly is an opportunity for people to get out and enjoy the wonders of our public lands and our trails. Some people will be just out there enjoying a walk or a hike or a bike, but there's also some work parties that are going to be doing things. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is an opportunity for trail clubs around the country to get some great work done on their local trails. So there will be work parties, building trail, maintaining trail, perhaps removing invasive species in certain areas. Plants that don't belong there will be taken out. Really the whole gamut. There's really an opportunity for everyone.
No, that's really exciting. And I certainly would like to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the other corporate sponsors who've helped make this possible.
Well, of course, we're very honored. I'm very honored today to be on the show with Backpacker Magazine and with Thorlo, and we also really appreciate the support of Eastern Mountain Sports, REI, Galleons, Royal Robbins, and then we have a new sponsor this year on the federal side, the Centers for Disease Control, which we're working with on the health side of National Trails Day, really promoting trails as an opportunity to get fit.
Well, Mary Margaret, we have so many wonderful things to talk about. If you'll just hold on, we'll get back towards the end of the show here for a little wrap-up. But now I'd like to talk with Jonathan Dorn. Jonathan is executive editor of the wildly successful Backpacker Magazine. He's traveled the world in quest of another great adventure. He's Mr. Lucky, as far as I'm concerned. Jonathan, Backpacker is a sponsor this year, but actually has a very long history with National Trails Day. Tell us that story.
Sure. Backpacker was involved from the very beginning, as Mary Margaret alluded to earlier, in sort of both building the database of trails that brought this idea to life, and then working with AHS and the government agencies, along with sponsors in the outdoor industry, to bring life to it. You know, one of the things that Backpacker did was provide some money to AHS to create a startup staff person who could be devoted to National Trails Day, and then brought in corporate sponsors as well. And you know, the idea sort of quickly blossomed in the outdoor industry into something that was bigger than any one organization or magazine's event, and I think over the years there's been such strong support in the outdoor industry because this is a type of event that really belongs within the ethic of what all of us in the outdoor industry believe in, which is if you're going to have an event, it's more than just about self-interest. And sure, we're all out there hoping and promoting Trails Day so that we get new converts, you know, who may be customers of ours, who may buy our products. But really, I think what the industry support and Backpacker's involvement in this is driven by is something that's less self-interested and is more about creating awareness for public lands so that there's more interest in conservation when votes come up in Congress, to create fans of the activities so that, you know, we're speaking to a larger audience when matters of national concern come up, to promote volunteerism, whether it's on trails or off of trails, and just to have a day to celebrate that the passion and the interest we all share in the outdoor community for the route experience, which is just whether you're young or old, you know, obese or skinny, you know, man or woman, rich or poor, the experience of just getting out there and walking in the woods, recharging your batteries, sloughing off some of the stress that you have in your daily life.
You know, Backpacker Magazine also has a wonderful online site, and why don't you just talk about some of the things that people can find there, and then we're going to talk a little bit more, but tell about the Backpacker Online and how that can help the hikers this weekend if they want information.
Sure, absolutely. Our wheelhouse as a magazine really is providing the means and the motivation for people who want to get outdoors and go hiking or paddling or camping. And so where we put the bulk of our energy is into providing new places to go, new trails. And so on our site at backpacker.com, there are literally thousands of hikes and trails that we've written up over the years that are collected on the site that you can access for free. and they range from, you know, two-hour hikes near major urban areas on up to multi-week or even multi-month expeditions to the far corners of the world. And one thing that we're really trying to build in now to help people who are new to the sport have an easier time outdoors is a lot more in the way of maps and day hikes, which I think really matches with the message that the CDC, as Mary Margaret referred to, is trying to promote, that this is an easy way to get out and get some good, quick fitness and calorie-burning activity.
We're certainly going to talk a lot about that when we talk with Dr. Michael Sook in our next segment. He's an amazing guy. You're going to be involved, you know, this National Trails Day is happening literally all over the country. You're going to be involved in some events in New York City.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you
hold
need
on just
help,
a second, please.
Hang up and then...
Wow.
If you'd like to make a call, please
I'm
hang
not
up
sure
and
how
try
to...
again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Call,
this is difficult. Who's online? Let's start with that. Who's still here? Jonathan.
Yes.
And Deb, are you still on?
I'm still here.
And Mary, are you on? That's where the problem is. I think Mary's gone. So let me try to get rid of this line here, and then I think that should. Okay, we're back. I so much apologize for that. I didn't know that she was not on the line. They've had some troubles on the East Coast with the telephone lines, and I think she got cut off, and I apologize for that. Well, let's continue here. You're going to be involved in some events in New York City. Tell us about that. That's interesting.
Sure. You know, Backpacker staff is as active from, you know, top of the food chain to the bottom, and we've got a great event going on in San Francisco with about 80 people, and the event that I'm going to be participating in New York is a collaboration with the New York City Parks and Recreation Department, Urban Rangers, and the Greenbelt Conservancy. We're going to be on Staten Island at High Rock Park working to build a native plant garden and create a new hiking trail. It's an urban greenway kind of project. And we're expecting to have at least 75 people out there and throw in a free lunch. So if anybody is listening in the Staten Island area, please come out and join us.
Well, that's so cool. And how can people get to your website, Jonathan?
Backpacker.com.
Okay, why don't you hold on? Either that or if you want to go, let me know, because I don't know if someone's off. You want to hang on or do you want...
I'll hang on.
Okay.
I'm eager to hear Deb, because
Terrific.
Is doing great stuff with this event, too.
Terrific. Thanks, Jonathan. When it comes to hiking, you don't want anything coming between you and that trail, except, of course, some hiking boots and a great pair of socks. Deb Lazenby joins us. Deb is the Outdoor Products Manager for Thorlo Socks. Deb, Thorlo really gets involved in National Trails Day. Why such a commitment to this event?
Well, first of all, you need to look at trails. The worst thing you can do is have foot pain. And we work very hard with our consumers, and we want them to really enjoy their time on the trail. So we have three different levels of hiking products that our consumers can choose from to protect their feet while they're out on the trail. But also for us, it's really very important for us to be able to give back to the community and to provide areas of recreation for people to get out and to enjoy the trail.
Well, I just want to say the first time I talked with you, I was wearing Thorlo socks. World, these are great socks. That's a personal endorsement. You want your feet comfortable, get some Thorlo socks. By the way, where can people find Thorlo on the web?
We can be found at thorlo.com, and there is a great dealer locator there, so they can easily find someone in their area that does carry the product.
Well, thank you so much for that. Now, let's talk about an event that you're going to be involved in, Thorlo will be, and that is in Minnesota. What can you tell us about that, Deb?
We're actually involved in a number of events across the country, and the event that I'm going to be attending will be the Get Fit event, which is hosted by the Minnesota Parks and Recreation, along with Outdoor Industry Association. It's an event that Dr. Sook has worked with as well. So I'm really very excited about it because we're going to do a sock exchange there. So it's bring us your old socks, wear your old socks, toss them in the box, and we're going to give you a brand new pair of Thorlos to try out, and you can experience for yourself comfort while you're hiking and enjoying all the other activities for the day.
Now, do you call this a sock swap?
We call it a sock trade-in.
Oh, I kind of like sock swap.
I think you know, that does sound a little better. Maybe that's what we ought to do.
I like that. And then what other, where else are you going to be around the country here in some events?
We're going to be, we have several events with EMS and REI across the country with their retail locations. We have an event in Valley Forge with the Park Service there. We have several events in North Carolina with some of our key retailers here. So we have really it's a great representation across the country, and we have a lot of people who are really going to be enjoying the day while they're out that day. We're just really pleased to be associated with the event because I think it's so important that the hiking community unite together and preserve our trails. And I have to say a great big thank you to all the volunteers that are out there, because without their help, you know, our trails would not be maintained to the standards that they are today. So we really want to say thank you for all of your very hard work.
And I want to encourage my listeners to really think about socks, because, you know, that is one of the most critical comfort zones when you're walking. You can get a great pair of hiking boots, and without the right socks, suddenly your day can go bad. So do definitely consider that. That's really where you want to start. Listen, corporate sponsorship is critical to all of the public lands and outdoors. I talk about the nature industry all of the time. Jonathan, why don't you give a final invitation for everybody to come on out and have some fun this weekend?
You can go to the American Hiking Society's website and very easily find a location near you where you can get out and do as much or as work little work as you want, or just find a great place to hike at backpacker.com. And it's a great thing to do for our community and for ourselves.
I want to thank Mary Margaret Sloan of the American Hiking Society, Jonathan Dorn of Backpacker Magazine, and Deb Lazenby of Thorlow. You are making a difference. Thanks for your support of this wonderful event. Coming up, a discussion with Dr. Michael Sook, White House Fellow, on hiking your way to health. When we return here on the Wild Side News, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.